This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
15 of the world's leading transportation and tech companies are signing on to an agreement today to try to help make cities easier to live in as they change the way we get around these cities. The 10 principles they've promised to follow attempt to prioritize people over vehicles and call for open data sharing, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
The signers include rideshare giants Uber, Lyft, and the Chinese company Didi. Robin Chase co-founded Zipcar and started the collaboration. She says cities are getting a lot of different advice on how to integrate all the disruptions tech advances are bringing to transportation.
If we don't get a handle on the right paths as cities build out, there's just going to be a lot of money wasted and cities will get worse and not better.
By joining forces, these companies can help cities navigate the future of urban transportation, a future they say should cut emissions and limit congestion. Sarah Kaufman researches transportation at NYU. She says it makes a lot of sense for these companies to work together.
The motive for these companies to, quote unquote, help with congestion is self-serving in that they operate much better when congestion is reduced.
Philadelphia and Paris have already signed on. Globally, changes are coming to every major city. It's estimated transforming transportation in the world's 50 largest metropolises will be a $600 billion business. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.